Listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Has dedicated himself to rooting out corruption here in New Hampshire, the state of corruption. And it's up to us all to help by learning and getting involved. Watch the videos, see the evidence, hear the audio, and judge for yourself at stateofcorruption.org. Sponsored by the mortgage specialists, stateofcorruption.org.
Living paycheck to paycheck is hard. I'm always trying to cut expenses. Finding out how to lower my energy bills with Ambit is a huge help, and now I'm on my way to free energy.
Start saving today at ipmnation.ambitrabbit.com. That's ipmnation.ambitrabbit.com. As a leader in the mortgage industry, the mortgage specialists proudly offer some of the lowest rates available. When you work with an expert from the mortgage specialists, you can rest assured knowing that you are working with someone who truly cares about you. Are you unsure about which loan option is right for you? By giving the mortgage specialists a call today, they would be more than happy to schedule either an in-home or in-branch consultation. They will get to know you and your finances to learn more about how they can help you with your loan option that is best for you and your situation. To learn more or schedule your first consultation, contact the mortgage specialist today at 877-411-0123. That's 877-411-0123. TheMortgageSpecialists.com.
IPM Nation is proud to be sponsored by Uptown Auto Repair, located in Manchester, New Hampshire at 578 Mast Road. Phone number is 603-625-8026. Have you ever heard of a mechanic that guarantees their work? Well, now you have with Uptown Auto Repair, 603-625-8026.
IPMNation.com.
In the house, guy, he's on a very important phone call. I'm on TV right now.
Slicko Jr.
Oh, you want to know where your $20 went, buddy? I'm going to find that out right now. Have you ever thought about doing heroin?
Absolutely.
We do have a guest who's going to be joining us.
Slicko, do you do heroin?
Come on, man. Absolutely.
Sean Michelonis. Sean brought someone with him.
Tony DeYoung.
Andrew Shepard.
Some of the controversy of Sean's been catching a lot of hate from Slicko and some other people that I know.
I brought my director of community relations.
Okay.
What's that?
So we had some meetings.
Are you a state rep?
I was a former state rep.
And the majority of the people were artists.
Of course, some of what's been going on Facebook.
You want to explain that show?
Would I like to explain that show?
With Sean Posley.
And when we got to the event.
And I performed.
And that killed us.
Also, there are definitely haters. They know who they are. Sean Michelonis is a very unprofessional guy. Now, was my $20 donated?
I'm going to be strictly honest with you.
It
doesn't matter to me.
Donated way before now. Percentage of the show is supposed to go to
Project Hope. I'm going to explain.
Would you have donated that money if I didn't call you out on it?
No. Be honest with you. I'm going to be strictly honest with you. It doesn't matter to me.
I actually live in Rochester, New Hampshire.
This has been set up as a partial fundraiser, but we were going to donate part of the proceeds to a worthy cause.
Controversy. But I just want everyone to know.
Oh, whose show was it, I guess?
It was actually kind of a last minute idea that popped up, and they kind of ran with it. It was.
What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to explain to you. So if you can please just give me a few minutes to explain it, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Ended up happening is I started.
It was said that it would be donated.
Like less than 20 people. And Drew would contest to that. Volunteers for security.
Well, when you say this individual, who do you mean?
The individual that I was working with.
Dead show. Okay. Who is security for the event, Sean?
He's absolutely right. I was running around with my head chopped off.
I posted something about not getting paid, and I had to make it a valid point to get paid.
after 3 months of not getting paid, I shouldn't have to chase for my money. Want my money, I'm tired of waiting. The no donation to Project Hope, that's that.
Forgot all about it, like I said. I did not call Hope on Haverhill at all, my friend. I made mistakes on that show too, and I ran with it, but it doesn't matter to me.
No money was donated. That was 3 months ago.
Excuse me, just give me a second to respond to this, because this is what I've been donated as of right now, and I'll be honest with you.
So what happened to my money? But if I buy a couple shots for turn, and I buy a bottle of hay, I mean, I put my kid's piggy bank on it. I explain this to my kid. We're going to go give this money to somebody who needs that more than you. Can I take your piggy bank money and we go donate this? And he said yes.
And I will tell you this, and I'm going to say this straight up and honest with you. That $20 that you donated, you and your son donated to that cause.
What happened? Was there money donated and everything else?
It has not been donated as of right now. And I'll be honest with you now. And I'll be honest with you.
Now, was my $20 donated?
I'm going to be strictly honest. I'm going to be strictly honest with you. Doesn't matter to me.
Donated way before now. Percentage of the show is supposed to go to
Project Hope. I'm going to explain.
Would you have donated that money if I didn't call you out on it?
Honest with you. I'm gonna be strictly honest with you. Doesn't matter to me. Honest with you. I'm gonna be strictly honest with you. Doesn't matter to me.
I actually live in Rochester.
The reason why people say a portion of the proceeds will be donated is because a lot of people don't have those thousands of dollars to just throw up. If you take a loss and you're paying out of the pocket $1,000, you donate.
I work on a shipyard at a sub shop. Stuff that I love to do. Making money for stuff that I like to do.
You're lying. I want that $20 donated to my son's name.
Absolutely, no problem.
So I just got brought up to speed with what I'm saying is nobody's saying that you hang out with 30 people.
I just said that.
No.
Do you mean heroin dealers, Drew?
No.
Don't answer that.
No, I don't.
Budget, a rap show. How you plan to run this budget?
Let him answer.
I'm gonna.
Okay, go ahead.
Can I answer? Yes. A, did you know that I work with a local DJ company and I actually help him set up his equipment and help promote his shows? Did you know that? Did you know?
Was my $20 donated?
I'm going to be strictly honest. I'm going to be strictly honest.
That $20 should have been donated way before now. Percentage of the show is supposed to go to
Project Hope. I'm going to explain.
Would you have donated that money if I didn't call you out on it?
Honest with you. I'm gonna be strictly honest with you. Doesn't matter to me. Honest with you. I'm gonna be strictly honest with you. Doesn't matter to me. I actually live in Rochester, New Hampshire.
I'm happy to be a loser. And I've done it for 3 years.
Slicko, I'm putting my director of community events on.
Me and Slicko were actually talking earlier.
That's a sly little, that's a nice move, Drew. I like that.
In a promotion right away after that for this.
Was this a benefit show?
And I'm gonna do it in the air. There are mishaps.
Performers there, so okay. Sean Michelonis, whatever.
See, the thing is, it's just what genre. It pulls you away the real world, and you get your mind straight. What happens is you. Being so on and so forth. What happened is I spoke out for, can I help guide him? You know, helped out. Like I said, let me rephrase that. What's a success?
Welcome, everybody. Matt Connerton Unleashed. We are live Tuesday, July 12th, 2016, coming to you from the Uptown Auto Repair Studio in Manchester, New Hampshire. And what you just heard at the top of the show was a new version, not a remix per se, but a new version I just received today of Pool Noodle Bend the Truth, that's the title, by DJ Slicko, host of Slicko's World on IPM Nation. We've been playing that on the show because it's, partly because the voices that you hear, all the voice tracking, was taken from the television edition of Matt Connerton Unleashed from last week. And we kind of continued that theme this week on the show. Slicko was on the television edition this week, which happened earlier tonight, which we'll have up on YouTube tomorrow. But today I received that version that you just heard, which is, like I said, it's not really a remix. It's more the final mix of the original version, where the voice track is brought up a little bit. It's higher in the mix, so you can really hearly clear So you can really clearly hear everything that's going on in the track, and you can hear everything that's being said, because there's a lot in there, at least for those of you who've been paying attention to all the controversy that's gone on around here over the past week, beginning 1 week ago today with last week's television edition of Matt Connerton Unleashed, which, of course, is also carried over onto the radio edition, and everything that happened over the weekend with Janet Delfuco and her death threats against Slicko and Sean Michelonis, of course, the candidate running for executive council here in the state of New Hampshire, and his involvement in all this, and some possible fraud, certainly allegations of fraud brought by some people, Slicko being one of them. So it's been quite the ongoing controversy. It may finally be winding down, maybe, but I did want to play that new version of Pool Noodle. Whoops, sorry about that. Wrong thing. I didn't mean for that to go out on the air. All right, we'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Connerton Unleashed. We are live. We're going to continuing with the show now. We're going to actually try to get into some other stuff not surrounding the recent scandal with Sean Michelonis and all that stuff. I think we can call it a scandal. Let's see. We are, of course, live on IPM Nation 2. As you can hear, the show 5 nights a week at 11 p.m. Eastern on IPM Nation 2. And also, this week, we are in our final week on OTR FM.
So I just want to let everybody know who, if you're someone who happens to listen to the show on OTR FM, but you don't listen on IPM Nation, beginning next week, you'll only be able to hear us on IPM Nation Live Station 2. So I don't know how many people just listen to this show strictly on OTR FM, which is, of course, a premium channel on Ohm Times Radio Network. But this week we are wrapping up our time there. So we've been on Tuesdays and Thursday nights on OTR, but next week you'll need to shift on over to IPMNation.com/live2. But again, you can hear the show five nights a week. We do the show five nights a week there. So you can join us there for that. Let's see. Of course, we do broadcasts from the Uptown Auto Repair Studio in Manchester, New Hampshire. We are powered by Ambit Energy. If you want to learn how to save on your energy bills, go to ipmnation.ambitrabbit.com. That's ipmnation.ambitrabbit.com. You can find out how to save. You could be on your way to free energy, matter of fact. And, of course, we are proudly sponsored by The Mortgage Specialists. If you're in the market for buying a home, you can go to themortgagespecialists.com and you know, set up an appointment with those great people, either in your home or at one of their locations. They would be very happy to talk to you. We have a phone line open for you if you'd like to talk to us tonight. 617-917-4IPM. That's IPM as in IPM Nation. 617-917-4476. You can call us. And we have a brand new text line as well. So if you're going to send us a text message, you can use 978-707-5810. That's 978-707-5810. And we'll update that on the Unleashed page. That number just became active today. It used to be the same number, but we decided we needed a separate number for texting. So you can text us during the show. And, of course, we have the active chat room at ipmnation.com/live2. So you can always use that, and you can post on the Matt Connerton Unleashed Facebook page. You can tweet me anytime, at Matt Connerton. So there's no shortage of ways to communicate. What I think we should get into, there's, you know, a lot going on as per usual, but something I shared out on Facebook earlier, you know, there was a speech given. Well, kind of a joint speech at the memorial service for the slain police officers in Dallas. And, you know, Obama gave a speech and George W. Bush gave a speech. So, you know, a rare event. You know, Obama's speech, you know, it was the usual kind of stuff. I mean, he's good at giving speeches for what they add up to, which generally isn't much. But what I found striking about this event is George W. Bush's speech. And I didn't watch the entire speech. I will when I get a chance. But I read some of what he said. And to me, this is probably, you know, when people talk about George W. Bush's finest moment, not that there are many, one thing that they will often reflect on is that moment right after September 11th happened, and he stood, you know, on some of the rubble in New York with his arm around that firefighter and said, you know, I hear you, and soon the people who knocked down these buildings will hear you. And people think that was a great moment for him. I have a hard time. I mean, I thought it was an okay moment for him. Anyone could have done that, but I guess it was reassuring to people to hear him, you know, with the bullhorn there, kind of talking a little bit tough, but, and I suppose the country needed it in that moment, but God, it's hard to reflect on that moment now positively when you consider everything that that moment led to. But I think his finest moment may have come after his presidency, because I think this is probably his finest moment. This speech. This is from HuffPost. George W. Bush's plea for unity lands heavily on Trump. Without mentioning Trump's name, the former president preached tolerance and civility at a memorial service for the slain officers in Dallas.
Everyone knew who he was talking about. And by the way, I'm sure Bush himself didn't write the speech, obviously, but I thought some of the texture was good. Let me read this article to you quickly. George W. Bush doesn't get out much anymore, but not because he's frail. He just turned 70, but seems in good health. We don't see him much because he doesn't love the limelight or politics, really. Never did. The Bush family took a pasting in the Republican primaries this year. His presidency is, to many, a bitter memory. He once told me that if politics didn't work out, he'd be happy to sit in a fishing boat out on a Texas lake. I believed him. He isn't going to Cleveland for the GOP convention, neither is Mitt Romney and about a score of Republican U.S. senators. But there Bush was on Tuesday, front and center at a memorial service in his hometown of Dallas. He has avoided most of public life, but if he had come crashing in on him, but it had come crashing in on him in the form of the deadly racially motivated ambush of five Dallas police officers. His suit was bright blue and his hair was thinning, but he was pretty much as we remembered him. The aw shucks stiffness, the nervous lick of the lips, the almost self-mocking smile, the careful, almost halting reading of a big lettered speech text in a binder. The somewhat diffident Bush was the best public Bush, and it came when he stood on broken. Oh, here's the that moment when he stood on broken ground and faced up to the worst, as he did after 9/11. His failure to be that Bush urgently, immediately after Katrina in New Orleans cost him dearly. It became a metaphor for indifference. And yet, when forced by circumstances to argue against indifference, Bush was effective. That's who he was on the stage of the Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas. The press focused on the speech that followed by President Barack Obama, who in his powerful way argued both for the centrality of policing and the pain of minorities hounded by the police. To the extent that the press noticed Bush, it was to remark on his odd dance-like moves on stage or to quote him eulogizing the locals. But the audience responding to something else, which was Bush's careful, expressive defense of a view of America utterly at odds with the man who next week, in all likelihood, will be officially crowned as the nominee of Bush's Republican Party. Bush said, without mentioning Donald Trump, quote, "At times, it seems like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together. Argument turns too easily into animosity. Disagreement escalates too quickly into dehumanization. Too often we judge other groups by their worst examples while judging ourselves by our best intentions," unquote. The audience applauded heavily at this. Quote, "And this has strained our bonds of understanding and common purpose. But Americans, I think, have a great advantage. To renew our unity, we only need to remember our values. We have been held together by blood or background. Oh, I'm sorry. We have never been held together by blood or background. We are bound by things of the spirit, by shared commitments to common goals. I'm sorry, to common ideals. At our best, we practice empathy, imagining ourselves in the lives and circumstances of others. This is the bridge across our nation's deepest divisions. And it is not merely a matter of tolerance, but of learning from the struggles and stories of our fellow citizens and finding our better selves in the process. At our best, we honor the image of God we see in one another. We recognize that we are brothers and sisters sharing the same brief moment on earth and owing each other the loyalty of our shared humanity. At our best, we know we have one country, one future, one destiny. We do not want to unify. We do not want the unity of grief, nor do we want the unity of fear. We want the unity of hope, affection, and high purpose," unquote. It was eloquent and appropriate, and everyone knew to whom the message was directed. Too bad that most of the Republicans who agree with him either aren't bothering to go to Cleveland for the GOP convention or will sit silently in their delegate chairs while Trump roars. Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that whole speech. But, you know, I read those words and I think I think his finest moment came after his presidency. I wish we had seen more of that kind of George W. Bush during his presidency. And maybe there were moments like that during his presidency that I just can't remember. But his tenure in office
such an unmitigated disaster in so many ways. It's hard to find much there to really be positive about, I suppose, to be very blunt about it. But let's see. When we come back, of course, we've got to actually there's this article I found that went up back on the 8th. This blog, it's also from HuffPost, titled FBI Investigation into Clinton Emails Finds That Elites Have It Pretty Good. It's an old story. And it's very brief, but I kind of want to read that, go through that. And then we do have some Michelle Bachmann audio, which is always unintentionally hilarious and terrifying at the same time. So we'll do that too, and we'll get into some Trump stuff. So lots going on. So it's one of those things where it's almost becomes difficult to figure out exactly where to go next, because there are so many options. But that's the great thing about politics. It's the story that never ends. There is every day is a new day, and there's always something new. That's a song, isn't it? Every day is a new day, or something like that. I don't know. All right, so we're gonna take a break. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. Don't forget, we do have a phone line open for you, 617-917-4IPM. I would love to hear from you tonight. We're only halfway there. Talk to you in about 2 minutes.
Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
No, the name is Joe. The Joe Show. And we are returning back for our 9th season here on Om Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on omtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go.
Yeah!
Join me, Maggie Chula, on Mondays at noon Eastern for Mastermind with Maggie. Let's work together in a mastermind. We can resolve life's problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps empowering you to create your life in partnership with your divine source of light, your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy, so come with your problems and leave with a plan. The Akashic Master Teachers and I are waiting to help you.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Welcome back, everybody. Matt Connerton Unleashed. We're live on this Tuesday night. And one of the things that I mentioned Michelle Bachmann before the break, one of the things that has been so fascinating to me about the Trump phenomenon is watching, conservative Christian Republicans, evangelical Christians and so forth, really just kind of tie themselves up in knots into a pretzel, trying to convince everyone, and I think to a large extent,
trying to convince themselves that that Trump is really that he's really a Christian, which I don't believe he is. My theory is he's probably an atheist. You know, that he's really on the side of good evangelical Christians. There is precisely zero evidence to support that theory, and all the evidence in the world to support the theory that he's full of it. And you all on the right who have decided to support him, believing that he is in fact a good Christian Republican, you're all just willfully fooling yourself. You've talked yourselves into believing this. Michelle Bachmann, who is got to be one of the most just insane people ever to really emerge on the national stage in politics. She's no longer a senator, but you know, she's always good for some really, really crazy audio. And according to my favorite website, rightwingwatch.org, Michelle Bachmann says, God may have lifted up Trump to save America. Now, before we even play this, just in that alone, that tells you something about what Michelle Bachmann's thinking, aside from the obvious. Because think about this. See, this is one of the contortions that conservative Christians go through. By saying God may have lifted up Trump to save America, what does that mean? It means, yeah, Trump probably hasn't always been a devout Christian, and he may not be now, but it doesn't matter because regardless of what he is or how he feels, God has lifted him up. Ta-da! There he is. God lifted him up. Doesn't matter who he was. God has lifted him up to be the savior. I don't think they literally think Trump is the savior, the second coming of Christ. But see, I wonder something that, of course, I couldn't actually ask one of these people who think this without them thinking I was being condescending and getting offended, which I would be, I suppose, being condescending with this question. But I do have to wonder for these evangelical Christians who believe in Trump. You know, they also believe in an Antichrist, and they believe that the Antichrist will be somebody who, I think that's where the phrase silver-tongued devil comes from, in fact. The Antichrist will be someone who is so charismatic and gets everyone to believe in him when he's actually evil, right? So to all you evangelical Christians who think Trump is this great guy, how do you know Trump isn't the Antichrist? Now, one of the things that they might respond with is, well, Trump can't be the Antichrist because we've already convinced ourselves that Obama is the Antichrist. So you can't have more than one Antichrist. And of course, once Hillary is president, that mantle of Antichrist will have shifted to Hillary as Obama rides off into the sunset and no longer is in power. Then, oh, okay, I guess the scary black guy who got to be president wasn't really the Antichrist. So obviously Hillary is the Antichrist, right? Let's see. It says here, just we'll read a little bit of this to set up the audio. After insisting that God guided her witch hunt against Muslim American government employee Huma Abedin, who is Hillary Clinton's assistant, by the way, former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann expressed hope on Saturday that God has lifted up Donald Trump to defeat Hillary Clinton and save the country from Marxism and radical Islam. Bachmann, who is a member of Trump's Evangelical Executive Advisory Board, said in an interview with End Times radio host Jan Markle that Clinton will complete President Obama's fundamental transformation of America, which she said is turning the U.S. into a Marxist and Islamist society. When Markle wondered if there was any way to hold back the kind of maximum evil that Obama wants to unleash in the closing months of his presidency, Bachmann responded that the president, quote, will do everything he can to undermine our Second Amendment rights and our First Amendment rights for freedom of speech and expression by punishing us for our religious expression. Oh, my goodness. By the way, the funny thing about the way Republicans talk about Obama is, on the one hand, they talk about him as being extremely dangerous and obviously trying to destroy America. Well, at the same time, they also talk about him like he's this feckless and completely impotent leader who is incapable of actually doing anything. It's very strange. It's a very strange duality. All right, let's just hear this audio. I loves me some Michelle Bachmann insanity. We'll play this.
2020 won't matter.
Yeah,
it'll
that's
be
right.
Way
it's
too late.
It's
way,
this
way
is
too late.
It. Yep. This is it. Because Obama did put the fix in for the fundamental transformation.
All right, I'm going there. Let me ask you this. Because the basic bottom line question, I think, and it came up in 2008, and we heard the adamant from Barack Obama, the fundamental transformation of America. My question is, do you think it has now been accomplished, this fundamental transformation? What else remains? And point B of that is, how can people pray? The listeners, they're listening, and they feel helpless when they get overwhelming information. How can they pray in the remaining months of a Barack Obama presidency to hold back the kind of maximum evil he wants to unleash in the closing 5-6 months? But how much of the fundamental transformation remains? And if it goes into the hands again in the next year of another progressive, how are they going to continue that fundamental transformation?
He's about 80 to 90% of the way there. That's unbelievable.
It
that
is.
Number, 80 to 90%. He is still trying to undermine our First Amendment rights to freedom of speech and expression and religious liberty. He's still trying to undermine our Second Amendment rights to own guns. And I'll tell you, before Barack Obama leaves the White House, he will do everything he can to undermine our Second Amendment rights and our First Amendment rights for freedom of speech and expression by punishing us for our religious expression. He is just about there. So think of it in terms of a big, huge ship, like maybe some of your listeners have been on a cruise ship. Some of them can actually turn on a dime. They're actually pretty graceful and they can turn pretty fast. Think of a huge cruise ship being turned 80% of the way. If a ship is turned 80% of the way, it's not going in anywhere near the direction that it was coming from. It is totally changing. And that's what Barack Obama has done. All Hillary will do will continue to finish out the finer pieces of work. It's like the dress has already been sewn. It's just a few more buttons and a few more things that have to go on the dress, maybe some lace. That's it. That's what her role will be. And then maintenance of effort.
We've got the fundamental transformation of the Middle East. We don't know where Europe is
going. You can't recognize it anymore.
No.
Because Yemen is no more.
Oh,
Iraq
absolutely.
Is no more.
Exactly.
Syria is no more.
Exactly.
Lebanon is no
exactly.
more. Libya is no more.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah. Now, Europe may be fundamentally transforming. We don't know yet. It's way too early. And we can talk about Brexit if time to do so allows us to. Canada has turned around in the last 6 months.
Yeah,
a pro-Israel, conservative, very stable government under Harper. Now you've got the radical left. You're going to have the fundamental transformation.
They're destroying everything that was built up in Canada.
Yeah.
Exactly. So just think of it. You've got Barack Obama, who for all intents and purposes is an economic Marxist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me say it again, an economic Marxist. That's what he is. And then you've got Justin Trudeau, who also is an economic Marxist. Then you've got Mexico. They've always been economic Marxists. That's North America. Are you kidding me? Remember when we were in elementary school? You would never think of America, much less the whole North America, as economic Marxism. That's what our part of the world is now, economic Marxism. Then you've got Barack Obama and you've got Justin Trudeau, who the head of Canada, who are extremely pro-Islam. Now, you want to talk about a complete pivot and shift? At one time, we had enough brains and enough sense to realize that to be in bed with the radical Islamic movement is probably not a good day. Today, the Obama administration, as I look at the last 7.5 years, every action they have taken has lifted up and advanced the cause of Islamic jihad.
Absolutely.
While at the same time, they've cut out the legs under Israel, our our best ally. But take a look at Iran. Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror in the world, couldn't have asked for more from the United States than what they've gotten. Barack Obama has advanced Iran's jihadist dreams to annihilate Israel, the United States, and Western Christendom. How about that for fundamental transformation? That's why I'm just saying,
right,
the church can't sit this one out. We may not have a perfect candidate, but he may be the one, like the book of Daniel, that the Most High God may have lifted up Trump, because very possibly he's the only one who could defeat Hillary Clinton this fall. And if that's the case, it's good enough for me.
Okay.
There you have it. He may not be a real Christian, but if he's been lifted up by God, then hey, you know, God knows best. That's why he's God, I guess. By the way, I had no idea that Obama was already at 80 to 90% of the way there, the way to achieving maximum evil, which I think, is that the name of a Slayer record? Maximum Evil? That'd be a great, that'd be a good name for that. Yes, Maximum Evil, which includes, of course, Marxism and, you know, Michelle Bachmann has talked about Sharia law quite a bit over the years and how the Muslim Brotherhood is already in control. And yeah, I think these people really believe that on his way out the door, he's probably going to issue an executive order that America is now, we have some sort of strange new hybrid of socialism and Sharia law. It's going to be fascinating. Look, I'm no great defender of Obama, but come on. These people just get a little crazy. All right, one more segment to go. We'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness and action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Hello! Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart, while you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. You'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
IPMNation.com.
Welcome back, everybody, as we cruise into our final segment tonight on Matt Connerton Unleashed. Don't forget, you can now hear the show five nights a week on IPM Nation 2 at IPMNation.com/live2. Of course, we have the television edition of Matt Connerton Unleashed, which is now Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. You know, I'll tell you what. I was just thinking about this. You know, recently when we moved, well, it was a couple months ago now, but still seems relatively new. We moved the show. We were able to move the television edition from Wednesdays at 2 p.m. to Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. And I remember at the time saying, you know, I think the move is going to be really good for us. Obviously, that's a better time slot. And I think that not only will we probably get more live viewers, although a lot of people do watch the show on YouTube once we upload it and whatnot, but not only will we get more live viewers, but I think we'll get more live participation in terms of callers and in terms of guests and whatnot. And I think that is really proven to be true, especially when you look at the last couple of weeks on the television edition and this controversy with Sean Michelonis and Slicko and Janet and everybody, this whole crazy thing that's happened that's really kind of engulfed the show. We've been kind of getting away from some of it tonight, except for in the first segment. But I don't know if any of that would have been possible if we were still Wednesdays at 2. So it's definitely paying off. Huge. And actually, our YouTube numbers are way up as well, which so even though I know we have a lot more live viewers Tuesday nights at the better time slot, our YouTube numbers increasing also tells me that it's just been great for overall awareness of the show, and more people are paying attention to it. So we're very happy about that, and very grateful and thankful to everybody who continues to support the show. So that is wonderful. Also, too, of course, it is a Tuesday night, so we're on OTR-FM for two more nights, tonight and Thursday night. And then we will be leaving OTR-FM. Again, if you're someone who listens to the show specifically on the premium channel on the OM Times Radio Network, please follow us over to IPM Nation, where that will be our exclusive home after this week. Again, very happy for the opportunity to have been a part of the OM Times family. It's an amicable split. We are parting as friends, but OM Times is going through a lot of changes, which I'll be very interested to observe. And I hope, I wish them continued success. We're kind of going in a different direction with the show that probably doesn't quite fit in with OM Times. So it's going to be, I think everybody's going to be better off in the long run, certainly. But a lot of exciting changes there. And of course, IPM Nation continuing to grow by leaps and bounds. Jen just picked up another show for us. In fact, I should mention that too. Anarchy After Dark, hosted by Renee Kate and Cody O'Connor. Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on IPM Nation 1 right after Free Talk Live. So very happy about that. Also, too, I had the privilege of being on Jen's show, Liberty Walk, earlier this evening on IPM Nation 2. And we'll get that up. That will be up shortly after I get off the air with this show. And then we'll share it out on social media so you can hear that on demand. We did on that show, we talked about, you know, all the controversy that's been going on around here lately. So if you want to kind of get more up to speed on that, because if you are one of our listeners who only listens on OTR, a lot of this might be new to you. this whole big thing that's been going on around here that, like I said, has kind of engulfed the show. So lots of exciting things going on. Let's see. I think to wrap up, I should let's finish with this tonight. By the way, I should mention just one thing quickly that does relate to the recent controversy. I did receive a text message a little while ago from Slicko saying that he did make it home safely tonight, because he was my guest earlier on the television edition of Unleashed. Slicko, of course, has been the recipient of some death threats that were serious enough that we had to get the police involved and everything. But he made it home okay. So let's see. There's an article. I don't know how much of this we'll get to because we're actually already almost out of time. But there's an article up on Politico about the GOP platform for the convention. It says here, GOP panel approves platform with Trump tinge and renewed social conservatism. The platforms you know, every 4 years, both the Republican and the Democratic Party will, you know, they have these committees and so forth that will construct their official party platform going into the convention. And it's one of those things that is interesting. You know, if you're really into politics, it's interesting to see what they do with the platforms, what they put in, what gets left out. Some people argue that the platforms themselves ultimately wind up being irrelevant, because the most irrelevant thing is, what are the policies, what are the policies and the views of the nominee? Because that's ultimately, you know, what will this person do when they are president, and what will be their policies? That's ultimately what counts more. So a lot of people think that the platforms themselves are irrelevant. The platforms represent where the party feels they want to position themselves on the issues this election cycle. But not the, you know, whoever becomes president may decide to not follow or care about anything in their own party's platform, and they're certainly not bound to. So whether you think the platform is relevant or not, though, it may be irrelevant in terms of the presidency itself, but it is relevant in terms of gauging, at least I think it is, in terms of gauging where the party, or at least where the establishment of the party apparatus, where they are politically on the issues. And so in that regard, I think it's interesting. And let's see what we can glean from this. Again, we don't have a lot of time, but we'll try to read some of this. This is from Politico. It says here, Republican delegates have approved a draft of the new GOP platform, signing off on a document that embraces several of Donald Trump's economic proposals, but preserves the party's previous stances against same-sex marriage and on other socially conservative issues. By the way, that was apparently, and I found another article that we definitely won't have time to get to, but that was a real bane of contention in terms of putting this platform together, from what I've been reading, because obviously there are some forces within the party, probably younger folks generally, who believe in marriage equality, who don't want opposition to same-sex marriage in the platform. And of course, you also have the pragmatic people, probably the John Kasich types, who may personally oppose same-sex marriage, but it's settled law. You know, the Supreme Court ruled on it. It's settled law. It's not going to be undone. You know, might as well be on the right side of history. And I don't mean right as in the conservative side, but the correct side of history, and, you know, leave it alone and move on. And then, of course, you know, you'll have the social conservatives within the party who will say, no, we will never move on from this. We will never give up fighting being able to take gay people's rights away. But I mean, it being settled law, though, of course, ultimately, it doesn't matter to these people anyway. I mean, my God, look at abortion, you know, that rare bird of pro-choice Republican will tell you, look, I'm personally against abortion, but it's settled law because of Roe v. Wade. But that obviously doesn't stop most of the Republican Party from continuing to fight that fight. So, you know, I say that without making any judgment about it. I'm just saying, whether or not it's settled law, it doesn't seem to matter to these people. The convention platform committee's plan, which must still be approved by the full convention's 2,472 delegates next week, which I assume is just a formality, embraces presumptive nominee Trump's skeptical view of foreign trade agreements, calling for a slowdown in any new multinational deals and eliminating the party's once enthusiastic support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The platform also demands the transfer of federal lands to the states. Oh, I like that last part of transferring federal lands to the states. This calling for the slowdown and eliminating the party's once enthusiastic support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that is surprising to me. that is strange because, you know, when they were trying to get this through in Congress, it was really the one time you would ever see this dynamic. You had Obama and virtually the entire Republican Party versus Obama's own party. Republicans overwhelmingly enthusiastic about the TPP. But so Trump's skeptical view on trade agreements, Republicans, to a large extent, historically, the party of free trade, although it's not a purely partisan issue. Bill Clinton, a Democrat, a lot of economists will tell you he really was the free trade president. But Republicans historically very enthusiastic about free trade. And it feels like they've kind of just given in to Trump on this one. Very, very interesting, because Trump seems to be an isolationist and a protectionist in terms of trade. And I guess they're going with him on this. Or maybe there's been something else. Maybe there's been other forces at work there within the Republican Party. And maybe it's not just because of Trump. I don't know. That's certainly possible. But it does surprise me. The draft backs the construction of a wall along the southern border with Mexico, embracing an immigration proposal that Trump put at the center of his presidential campaign, but that many say is impossible because of cost and logistical challenges. The policy shift is the clearest sign yet of the party's move toward Trump, who has campaigned relentlessly on the notion of building a border wall with Mexico to prevent illegal immigration. There's more here. We're out of time. We got to go. So thank you all for joining us tonight. I will be back tomorrow night exclusively on IPM Nation 2 with our Wednesday night show. At 11 p.m. Eastern, right here from the Uptown Auto Repair Center.